Let's start with a wild one. Do you believe President Obama is the Antichrist? Let me just give you a refresher so we all know exactly what that means. Webster's defines Antichrist as, quote, one who denies or opposes Christ, specifically a great antagonist expected to fill the world with wickedness, but to be conquered forever by Christ in his second coming. Well, 13% of Americans, 1 in 6, and 22% of Romney voters believe Obama is the Antichrist. Incredible. Another 13% can't make up their minds. Liz, 26% think he might be the Antichrist. What kind of a country of a loony bin are we living with? Here's another gem here. 11% say the government knew about and let the 9/11's attack happen. The same amount, by the way, aren't sure where the government did or did not try to stop it. So this is the, Liz, this is the problem. Truthers, birthers, they're all over the wall here. I tell you, the truthers that actually believe that George W. had a plunger, you know, and blew up not just the World Trade Center, but blew up his own Pentagon. I mean, what's the purpose here? To get us into Iraq where he was already talking us into? He would have talked us to anyway, probably. Your thoughts? See, anyway, who can forget that night in May 2011 when the president announced Osama bin Laden had been killed by a team of elite Navy SEALs over in Pakistan? Well, apparently, 6% of the country didn't believe that ever happened. They believe bin Laden's still alive. The whole thing was faked. Another 11% aren't so sure. I love these people that say, I'm not sure. Finally, to climate change, which does matter. The theory conservatives love to hate. The same poll, do you believe global warming is a hoax? Not that it's in dispute scientifically. Is it a hoax perpetrated by the environmentalists? 37% of voters say yes. In fact, the majority of Romney voters, 61%, 3 out of 5 of Romney voters believe it was a hoax perpetrated by people made up, cooked up to fight industry.
I mean, this is one of the worst pieces of data here.
Because it matters.
Because it matters a lot. You also had 28% believing Saddam Hussein was behind 9/11. That matters
too. This explains
all this happens because people are being, in this instance, being given the wrong information and they're buying it because they want to believe it.
Liz, this is the peanut gallery for Glenn Beck and company. They are playing to the people who are so paranoid, so crazy, they think the whole world's cooking up everything against them.